This is Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio, taking a closer look at the issues that affect you in western and central Wisconsin. Welcome to another edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a presentation of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Caleb Swenson, joined today by the president of JONA, Sandra McKinney, from here in Eau Claire. And Sandra, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Caleb. We're really excited to have received your invitation.
Absolutely. And now, starting off with the acronym JONA, because JONA is an acronym, can you tell me about what that is and how this organization came to fruition?
Sure. JONA, the acronym stands for Joining Our Neighbors, Advancing Hope. We just celebrated our 10th year in 2017 in the community. We are an affiliate of WISDOM, which is a state organization. And there's currently 11 other affiliates around the state doing the same kind of work in their communities, all with different acronyms.
So when you talk about what JONA stands for as an acronym, but what do you stand for as an organization?
Our goals are bringing people together in the Chippewa Valley around social justice issues that impact those who live in this area. So we focus on issues that are specific to the Chippewa Valley. And one of our slogans we like to use is, when everyone does better, everyone does better. Mm.
When you talk about social justice issues, and I know we're probably going to focus a little bit more on housing because that's been in the public eye recently, right. But what are some of those social justice issues that you delve into?
Well, initially, 10 years ago, when the organization formed, those people that came together at that time picked issues that they felt were important at that time in our history, and that was the environment. We had a task force on looking at incarceration, the levels of incarceration, and the issues that deal with the justice system. And the third issue we looked at that time was economic justice. We found that that was pretty broad and impacted a lot of areas. And so over the years, some of those task forces have evolved into different areas, maybe getting a little tighter in their focus. At one time, we had a group who really cared about health care when that issue was impacting a lot of people here locally, which it still does, of course. And then recently, we've taken on immigration and the people impacted in our communities around immigration issues. So we have a task force right now doing a lot of work with immigration issues. Just 2 years ago, we looked at what in the criminal justice system needs to change so that, you know, do we continue to build jails? Do we need to look at how do we prevent people from needing to ever be sent to jail?
Sure.
And so there's a group called EXPO, which is ex-incarcerated people organizing. And as they're coming through our treatment courts, which we're really lucky to have in the Chippewa Valley in Eau Claire, and we were very active in the beginning of those treatment courts getting developed here. And so as people are coming through those programs, they are organizing to become part of the solution. I like to think it's maybe people who were part of creating a problem becoming part of the solution. And as they change their lives, and we're being very supportive and of EXPO at this point. So a lot of things we're involved in, including the homeless issue.
We're talking with Sandra McKinney, president of JONA here in Eau Claire on WWIB and WOGO Chippewa Valley This Week. And Sandra, can you tell me a little bit about your story? How did you become involved with this organization?
Well, I was the minister at Unity, where I recently retired. And at the same time, WISDOM was coming into our area looking to see how they might organize faith communities. I was also getting the message from the larger Unity movement that's out of Kansas City that we needed to be looking at social justice issues. So those two came to me at the same time 10 years ago. And we are made up of faith communities, although we do have a way for people to get involved if they're not connected to any one faith. We find that many people now, especially younger people, are more spiritual than they are religious, and they might not be connected to a church. And I like to think the training that JONA has given me over the years, and from that time forward, probably made me a better minister. I saw within my community at Unity that there was a percentage of the members who came there who really wanted to deepen and grow spiritually. and that the social justice work gave that to them.
Now, we've been talking recently about here in the Eau Claire community about safe and affordable housing for the homeless. So I want to draw down a little bit and focus on that. Of all the social justice issues that you are looking at, could we talk about that and what the need is and what Joan is trying to do about it, the conversation you're trying to create, and then the action, the concrete action that you want
right.
to move
Right. Now, I appreciate you asking about that, because we just recently held a second in a series of events around the homeless issue. And I think the issue really came to light for everyone with the Poverty Summit mm-hmm. that was formed and organized for over a year. And so coming out of that, what Jonah does is we believe a lot in collaboration and bringing organizations together so that we're all looking at solutions for an issue and we're not overlapping on what we're doing, but we find power in coming together and building relationships and in those collaborations. We just held an event a couple weeks ago at the First Congregational Church and had a panel where people that are all involved in the homeless issue from the city and the county level and those providing housing came together to discuss the issue, and then we had 60 people attend that. Mm-hmm. The next one will be April 23rd. Again, that will be at First Congregational Church in Eau Claire. And at that one, we'll be looking at actions. What are actions that we can all take to address this issue?
When we're talking about homelessness, can you talk about the depth, the breadth of the need here in our area? Because perhaps some people think homelessness is a Twin Cities issue, or it's a New York, LA, Brooklyn, Atlanta type of an issue here. But I mean, this is a very, very real problem right here in our community. And maybe we willfully or ignorantly turn a blind eye to it.
It's a very real issue in Eau Claire and in the Chippewa Valley. And we know of the amount of people that are homeless that are on the streets. There is a street ministry, and so we have access to their data and how many people they're serving and that they're seeing out on the streets at night. Part of the issue is affordable housing, that as the rents continue to increase, the ability to find a rental for maybe in the past, you could have found something between $300 and $400. Those don't exist anymore, so that a lot of housing, people are being outpriced. Their wages don't support that kind of rents that we're seeing. There's a lot of new buildings being put up and a lot of rentals being put up, but they're very high priced for people who are living perhaps on minimum wage.
And is there a certain stigma as well just about being homeless? Because I think a lot of times from sort of the ivory towers of our middle classness, if it were, we might say, well, they must have a drug problem or something like that that's made them fall through the cracks here and into the gap of homelessness. But a lot of times these are folks who are just struggling to get by and some life event has created this need. And I believe that's what you guys are trying to come and combat and say there are good people, hardworking people who just need a helping hand.
Correct. And, you know, when we look at wages and minimum wage and people being able to earn a living wage, that's still an issue in our community. And, of course, wages would impact ability to find affordable housing. And also, in reality, mental illness is a real big problem that's not being addressed. We have less and less psychiatrists in the area and the ability to find treatment. Affordable treatment for mental illness. So some of the homeless issue is around mental health issues.
Chippewa Valley this week on WWIB and WOGO Radio. Caleb Swenson talking with Sandra McKinney, president of JONA, joining our neighbors Advancing Hope. And Sandra, we've touched a few times already on affordable housing, but that's something where you say, okay, so there's more and more housing and rentals being built, but they're not in that price range that folks who are working for low wages can afford. So do you see an issue with wages? Do you see an issue with lack of housing that could be built that actually is affordable? Or what are some of the solutions potentially?
I think a solution might be, and if you just think of the new development and the revitalization that's been happening in Eau Claire, those apartments that are put up, while they're quite lovely, they're priced out of the market for people who aren't able to make a living wage. And I don't see that there's a willingness for low-cost housing to be developed. And that may be something we need to look at. How do we create lower-cost housing for people who would never be able to make a wage that it could afford the rents?
Is that something where you might be calling for more developers to actually commit to projects where they would be creating that lower cost housing? Is that something where individual homeowners could create spaces for lower income tenants? What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's one of the things we'll be looking at and talking about on the April 23rd event.
Sure.
As we bring people together to define what are actions, what are solutions. I don't think we're at a point right now where we know those answers. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really happy that you're bringing this issue to the forefront for people to, so that we have all voices involved in finding the solution.
You talk about some of the different voices. Sandra, what are some of the organizations that Jonah partners with and that are coming and having their voices heard at these meetings like the one coming up in April?
Well, in looking back at the one a couple weeks ago, the City County Health Department, the County Housing Authority, Sojourners, those places who are providing housing for low income, Beacon House, In Town Inn, I know helps. So looking at what is there now available, and so that we have all voices at the table, including I'm hoping Hope Gospel Mission would get involved as they're putting up new opportunities that go along with their programming. Mm-hmm. And so that we're all working, that we're all coming to the table to create the solution.
Rather than a whole bunch of maybe disparate elements and organizations saying, well, if we have a common goal, can we come together
Correct.
In this endeavor?
Right.
Could you tell me a little bit as we finish up here on Chippewa Valley this week, what are the primary needs when you talk about Jonah for funding, for volunteers, just for general awareness? What are some of the needs that you guys have?
Well, our funding primarily comes through a faith group, a church, becoming a member. The dues they pay annually is based on their membership. We also rely on grant money that comes through our Wisdom organization. So we're always seeking that. And we depend a lot on individual donations. We have a sustainer program. We call it GEM, Giving Every Month. Or you can automatically have it taken from your checking account. So we have a variety of funding sources. We do events to raise money. We have an annual event in October. We always encourage people to come to that to learn more about what we are doing. So our sources of income really come from many places. And we encourage people to want to know more about Jonah. You can find out through our website, jonahjustice.org, the current things we're involved in. Get on the email list, which you will get what we call an email blast when something's happening or an action's happening. We believe in the power of people and the power of relationship and knowing people one-on-one so that when we find the area that someone really has passion for, that's when they're willing to stand up and speak out to find change. So that's pretty much what Jonah's about.
Wonderful. And if folks, again, if they're hearing this on WWIB or WOGO and saying, you know what, I would like to, maybe I can't give funds, but I can give time. Great way probably would be coming to this next event in April. This
April
community,
23rd.
April
23rd.
6:30 p.m., and that is at First Congregational United Church of Christ in Eau Claire, correct?
Correct.
Again, a chance to get more involved, learn more about what Jonah is doing. Thank you for what you're already doing, Sandra, as president of the organization. But again, there are so many different moving parts, I'm sure, and so many people who make this possible. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
Oh, thank you, Caleb, for asking. We're really appreciative.
Thank you so much. That is Sandra McKinney, president of Jonah, joining our neighbors, Advancing Hope, our guest this week on Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO Radio. This has been another edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs presentation of WWIB and WOGO Radio, discussing the issues that affect you and your family in your life here in the Chippewa Valley. For topics you'd like to see covered, email us studio@wwib.com. For WWIB and WOGO Radio, I'm Caleb Swenson.